Very good. Well, Melissa, thank you for allowing me to record once again. Let's start off. It was a couple of weeks ago that we had our last coaching session, and after we left, you wanted to be more aware of the thinking, you're thinking about yourself, and really understanding more what's going on within you. Just wondering how things have gone since our last session.
Well, it seems like when I change my intention, my whole life changes. I had and my major struggle at that time was with my son, and just changing my intention and how I hear him and how he hears me. We had the opportunity to spend a couple of really good days together, and just out riding around, that seems to be how we communicate best. He doesn't have his license yet, so his, if I can get him out in the car and let him drive, it's a good place to communicate. So, he started working again. We have a better understanding of how to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so exciting to hear. You followed through on what you said you wanted to do, and you're seeing the results of it.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. So for today, do you want to continue on with this same topic, or is there something new that you're interested in discussing?
Well, kind of like along the same lines, now that I'm figuring out all this new communication and now I really am, the thing that tongue-tied. Now that I figured out my voice, I need to figure out my place and how to assimilate all of these new relationships and life and letting go of controlling other people's lives and how to just be there for them and what that means to me.
Hmm. Figure out your place. Describe that more.
I don't know. Well, I'm just starting to realize that I need to, but to go from I heard somebody say in a meeting, loving my wife loves me to death, almost loves me to death, and that resonated. And how I try to hold everybody's lives together and do everything for them, so that it works out and so that we don't have any, explosives. And stepping back and realizing that that doesn't work, that they have their own brain cells and that they can run their own lives. Everybody's old enough now, and for Alex, my son, he is starting to take over, because I'm basically staying at G series, but I check in every day, and I still do the shopping and things, but, like, he's taken over preparing meals.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's a good thing for him. I mean, it gets him a step closer to being independent, and he's never done anything around the house. And at 16, it's, like, really time he learned, and I see that not making him a bad guy, just providing the things for him to do that, he will pick up and take over and learn. So I guess how to balance that, my need to have everything right for everybody and their need to be independent. I just, it's hard for me to know when my responsibilities end and their responsibilities take over, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff there. I hear you really wrestling with this whole issue of controlling everyone and trying to make things right for them, and when you step back, it's positive for you and for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if we're successful in this session, what is it that you're going to walk away with at the end of our time?
I guess a game plan to be able to let go.
Hmm.
To know the difference.
Okay. A game plan to be able to let go. What difference will it make if you come up with this game plan?
I think the flow of our lives will get back to flowing, and it'll be the way that it needs to be for everybody instead of the way that I think it should be.
Okay.
A little bit scary. It feels a little bit scary for me to give up that.
Mm.
Because in my own crazy mind, it feels like I know how to manage household and life better than anybody else. But my life has become totally unmanageable because of that control.
Mm-hmm. So what's the fear of?
Not being needed?
Hmm.
of not knowing who I am.
Who are you?
I'm Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a strong woman. I'm also a mother. And a wife, and a girlfriend, and caregiver, but those all need to take a back seat to Melissa.
How will giving up controlling other people keep you from knowing who you are?
It won't.
Okay. You said a few moments ago you had a fear of not being needed and a fear of not knowing who you are.
Yeah, well, now it's clear that that won't. That will just... give me all kinds of free time here. Yeah, to figure out me. Totally focus on me. And then come together with everybody else as they're focusing on themselves.
What else about Melissa do you still need to get to know?
Don, you're good at this. What she really needs from me. Why she reacts and feels the way she does. What's preventing her from growing and blossoming on her own?
Good things there. What she really needs from me, why she reacts and feels the way she does, and what's keeping her from blossoming and growing on her own. As you hear me repeat them, how do they sound to you?
Um,
whatever they found.
I don't know. A little sense of sadness came up that I don't know those things, that she's so been so busy with everybody else that she doesn't know herself.
Yeah, a sadness as you look back. And yet, how can that sadness help you in looking forward?
I can take the sadness now I'm feeling it in the pit of my stomach.
What are you feeling in the pit of your stomach?
I don't know. The sadness, maybe. Trying to bubble up. Something's trying to come out. Maybe the inner, Melissa.
The inner Melissa. Tell me about the inner Melissa.
I feel like trying to push away the layers and say, here, take my hand, we can do this together.
What is it that you can do?
Get through the sadness and come out the other side together as one.
Listen, let me check in with you. You said early on that what you were looking to accomplish was a game plan to be able to let go. It seems to me that you've moved far beyond that in a little different, deeper direction.
Yeah.
In discovering who Melissa is. Is that your new course of direction here?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
Man, I feel so much less fragmented and more whole.
That's good. What brought about that change from being fragmented to whole?
Experiencing the inner.
You shared those three things earlier that you still needed to get to know about Melissa, which was right after sharing those that you experienced the sadness. Allow me to share those three again and see if there are any of them that you want to delve into a little bit more. You said you want to get to know what she really needs from me. You want to get to know why she reacts and feels the way she does. And you want to get to know what's keeping her from blossoming and growing on her own.
What was the first one again?
What she really needs from me.
Being in the present with her.
Any of those that you want to delve into more?
She needs me to be aware of her and in the present. What was holding her was not having that awareness. What was the middle one?
Why she reacts and feels the way she does.
Yeah, maybe that one. Still not clear on all that.
Okay. Why she reacts and feels the way that she does. What do you feel when you hear that?
I just had another light bulb moment because she's been programmed to react and feel that way. Because that's what she knows.
Is that the old Melissa, the controlling Melissa? And I notice you use past tense there. Was programmed.
Yeah.
So in contrast to that, how does the new Melissa react and feel?
From her true strength rather than her tapes in her head. Not what's in her heart or head, what's in her gut, telling her what's real at the moment.
Tell me about that sigh.
Relief.
Relief.
Peacefulness. Centered.
Wow.
Assimilated.
What's bringing about all those positive feelings?
Turning inward. And looking at me instead of everybody else.
So sum up for me, what have you learned about yourself in this last 25 minutes or so?
That I know I have is real, and that I just had to call it out and realize that that's my strength.
That's interesting. Your original statement of what you wanted to take away was a game plan to be able to let go. And if I'm correct, that meant letting go of other people and not controlling them. Correct?
Yes.
It sounds like what you just described to me is that you've gone through and developed a new game plan to be able to let go within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you hear that?
That's true. It's true. It's a power. It's hope.
And then you wanted to get to know the real Melissa. How is letting go within yourself a necessary part of getting to know the real Melissa?
I had to let go before she could come out.
So where do you go from here? What's the next step in letting go and getting to know Melissa?
Being totally aware of the inner voice. As I go forward with my life, I'm taking time for that. I'm putting that as the most important thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am the most important thing in my life.
Melissa is the most important thing. Good statement to be reminding yourself of.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to keep you on track in doing that and listening to that inner voice?
Feeling now that I'm really aware of it, it's going to be hard not to listen to it.
Okay.
Because it's exciting. It's like it feels like a new little project to listen and pay attention and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Who or what will support you in this new project?
I will.
How will you do that?
By listening and paying attention.
By being aware of that inner voice again.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing in developing your game plan for letting go within?
I think have developed and executed it. I feel like, I just feel a great sense of having already let go.
Well. Having an
excitement about going forward.
I can hear that excitement in your voice. Your tone changed even as you said that.
Yeah.
And the other part of it was then getting to know the real Melissa. How are you with that?
I'm looking forward to it. I have a big smile on my face.
And I just heard that, a little laugh, too. And I can hear the smile. I have a smile on my face as well as I'm listening to you.
Okay.
Is there more that would be helpful to talk about today, or are we at a good stopping point?
I think we're at a great stopping point.
Okay. Sounds great. Good work. Exciting to see you go from that sadness and that seriousness in your voice to that lightness and laughter.
Yeah.
And to hear that smile.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. Good work. Okay, I'll turn off the recording and then we can talk about our next time to meet. Okay?
Okay.